Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Glad to have you along on another Friday afternoon, or if you are listening to us online. And remember, for all episodes of Stage Talk, if you miss one, you can always go to alaskapublic.org and download old episodes of Stage Talk to listen whenever you want to. Well, today we're going to be talking about a really interesting production, and I always mispronounce the title, Era.
Is that
correct? Yeah, that's Era 1916, A Tale of Revolution. My corrector there was Professor Philip Price, Professor of Logistics from UAA. But this is a labor of love of his. He has done all the research on this play, and I'm going to have him talk about what this play is about here in just a minute. But welcome to the show, Philip Price.
Thank you.
We also have Rodney Lamb, who is directing the play, and Rodney has collaborated with Philip, among other people as well, to create this play. It's opening tonight at APU's Grant Hall Theater and playing this weekend. So, Rodney, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk with you about how you're putting all this research together into a play. And we also have one of the actors from the show, Jody Clark, who's playing Margaret Keogh. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thank you.
And let's get talking about this. Philip, we'll start with you, this play, and pronounce it correctly for me.
Era, 1916.
Tell us how this came about.
Well, the tradition in Ireland has been sort of, first of all, anyone in Ireland who's talking about Irish history, it's always very complex and very emotional. So the side of this play is 1916, which this is the 100th anniversary of the actual rebellion which occurred in Dublin in 1916, that called the Easter Rebellion as well. So the whole idea of this was that... you know, my family side were very, very Republican side, and that we learned all these songs and that growing up and the rest of it and the history of it and this sort of a thing. So again, you know, sort of to put something together for the theatre was sort of a dream sort of thing that we wanted to actually to do, which you know, Rodney has made possible with this part of it. But the whole idea of this is that this was a rebellion against a very powerful empire at that time. And it was one of the first sort of people standing up and saying, hey, we want our independence from Britain.
And Rodney, you have translated this into the world of theater, correct?
Yeah, Philip approached me last summer, and you know, he came up to me and he sang the first part of the thing, and he said a poem, and then he started talking about the history, and I just felt it was all very moving. In Philip's mind, at first, it was a one-man show. And well, I mean, because that's what Philip does. He's a balladeer. You know, he goes on stage and he sings folk songs, and you know, I mean, and that sort of thing. And so when we started developing it, I was like, well, what do we think about putting some actors in here and spreading this out a little bit so it's not just you? And, you know, Philip was all for it. He's definitely all for it. And I think it just lent itself to you know, this this kind of multimedia, multifaceted production, because, you know, we have slides on stage while it's going on. We have folk music. We have some poetry. We have some dialogue that we've written. So it's a mixture of all these things.
So is it more of a montage than, say, an actual storyline that goes through the evening?
Yeah, there's definitely a storyline that goes through the evening, but it's not a storyline in the sense that we're following one character through. There are some characters that you see go through the show itself, but it's not it's not, you know, three characters that come and have change at the end. I mean,
right.
it's a non-traditional play.
Well, Jody, let's go to you. You play one of the characters, Margaret Keogh. Tell us about your story.
The character story?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was like, well, my story.
Well. golly. So she is a nurse in this time period, willing to risk her life and her family's lives, in a sense, because everyone was fighting, and to stand up. And so she was actually the first person who was killed in the Easter Rising. So that's very important and powerful. And the way that we have it in the play is that, you know, she was standing on a building, fighting was going around. She saw a young man that was shot. She went to go tend to aid, and she was shot. Mm-hmm. You know, she had her nurse uniform on and everything. So that's some pretty powerful imagery, and I'm lucky enough to get to bring that to life on stage.
And Philip, you're going from the historical, your knowledge of this history.
Sure.
Are there things about this time period you really want to get across, or how did you edit out all the things that happened at this with this event?
the thing is that there's a lot of debate about how, was this a success or a failure? Because it was a terrible failure. After 6 days, they were cordoned off, and they were outgunned, outmanned, and they had to surrender. And half of Dublin was actually shelled by you know. So it was a total failure. But at the other side of it was, this was a catalyst, because mm-hmm. 800 years Britain sort of had been in and out of Ireland and controlling it and that sort of thing. And all of a sudden, within 33 years of this revolution, actually Ireland were a full independent Republic of Ireland. So this was the whole sort of idea of, this was the catalyst of it, where it was we've glorious failures in Ireland, we have all the time, you know. But this was the one that's really, and there's a lot of debate about, was it necessary, was it not necessary, and all this sort of thing. So what we want to do is to bring out the story of what happened and the uncertainties of the people who were involved in it, and what they actually gave for this situation, you know.
Well, this is Stage Talk. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about this original play, and I'll pronounce it incorrectly, IRE 1916, I'll go ahead and get it over with, A Tale of Revolution, being presented tonight at APU's Grant Hall Theater and performing this weekend. We have Rodney Lamier, who is the director. We have Jody Clark, who's playing a part in the show, and Philip Price, who this whole play kind of came out of your head. And mm-hmm. History coming through you. And Roddy mentioned something a moment ago, that you're a balladeer.
Yes.
You sing and tell these stories. How is this different from, say, what you're doing on the stage here at APU's Grant Hall Theatre?
Well, it's 10 times more frightening for me, first of all. You know?
Are you in the play?
Oh, yes.
Oh, are you okay?
Yes, I am, very much so.
Yeah, we've shoved him into a costume and pushed him out on the stage, you know.
and mammied as much as they can. You know? Yeah. But it's the same idea, because a lot of the songs that we sing in Ireland, that we actually know the history of them, and that's where the true sort of Irish ballad comes from. It told a story of a time and an event, you know. Mm. So a lot of what we're doing is that it's having the words and the rest of it, but we have kind of a narration going through it. Mm-hmm.
Well, Rodney, let me ask you this question. Yeah. You know, as a theater person, as a director, mm-hmm. you're a translator. You translate from the page to the stage. And how are you translating this history that all the Irish know to, say, an audience that may not know it? Or is that a challenge?
Yeah,
for you?
No. Well, it is a challenge. And one thing that Phillips tried to do in the notes he's taken, and he was very adamant about, is that we're presenting a bunch of different points of view. We're trying not to take a side. Not that we don't have a slight editorial bent in the end, I think, but we're trying not to take a side. We have the viewpoint of a British soldier. Mm. We have a viewpoint of people that were on each side of the rising. We have the viewpoint of people in the north. We have the viewpoint of the people in Dublin. And I think we're just trying to show how complex the situation is, because nothing's black and white. You know, everybody had a reason for doing what they're doing and wanting what they wanted, and wrong, right, either way. I mean, it's impossible to define. So I think we just try to paint that out for you there, and let the audience decide. I mean, that's kind of the through line of our show. You know, tell us what the story is when it's done. You know, I mean, let us show you, you know, the different viewpoints, and then you can walk away for yourself and try to figure mm-hmm. out what it means.
But Jody, as playing this part of Margaret Keogh, you mm-hmm. obviously would have a point of view. You're
absolutely,
you're fighting for your issue here, are you not?
Yeah, this play is very interesting in the fact that this play is such a gift for me to be able to be as an actor to dig into. It has poetry, it has music. Wow. Amazing songs, and it has monologues, and so I'm playing like about six or so different characters, and you have to, within these characters, not only define them as people, but define their intentions and define what do they want in this world. And so Margaret Keogh is one of my main characters, but so you have to, you know, you have to do your research, and then you have to do that Stanislavski. You know, what would I do if I was that character in that situation?
The magic gift.
Right.
And that is very useful. So, like, you know, I'm a woman, I have a small child myself and a husband, and would I be willing to risk my life for something that I truly believed in? I'm hopeful that I would be able to do that. I mean, that's a very powerful thing to face death with just certainty mm-hmm. that I'm in the right here.
Well, Rodney, you mentioned a moment ago multimedia, you're having slides.
Yeah. So we have a video slide. I mean, you know, I don't want to say slide. It's like home vacation, you know, but we have some a screen that's on stage up above the actors that shows documents, maps. It switches depending when it is. You know, sometimes it has a flag on it. It just helps us set the scene. It helps us show things that you may not be able to show. Like there's a part where we have we're getting reports about the city, and we're just kind of putting dots on the map just so you get an idea of where things were happening in the town as we go along. Because, you know, this is, you know, about, you know, 1 week of events that happened, really. And so as it unfolds, we try to show that.
Well, and you also have slides of Kilmainham Jail.
Yeah. We have slides of the places and the people. So you get to actually see all the stuff. It's very cool.
And you have music as well.
Yeah.
Live music.
Are you singing in the show?
Oh, yeah. And Ben James as well. And
everyone sings.
Everyone is singing. Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry, Rodney. Everybody is singing. Yeah.
This sounds like an incredible montage of just history and
really
acting
is.
And directing and so forth. Philip, just we have about 30 seconds left. You created this from the history, and that was being shown on stage. What are your feelings about that?
Rodney and all the actors and all the people involved in it, it's a super job. And it really shows you what this tale was. As we said, air in 1916, a tale of revolution.
Right. Yeah. Well, I want to take a moment and thank my guests here who are performing in Air 1916, a tale of revolution, opening tonight at APU's Grant Hall Theater with curtain at 7 o'clock, playing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and also Sunday at 3 o'clock. So come by and see the show. I want to thank Philip Price. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
Also, we have Jody Clark. Thanks for being on the
show.
And Rodney Lamb. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about these events or other events in the area, please visit us at alaskapublic.org. Well, it's the last weekend to catch UAA Department of Theater and Dance's Stalking the Boogeyman, adapted by Marcus Potter and David Holthouse, based on the story by David Holthouse, is performing in the Harper Studio Theater in the Fine Arts Building on the campus of UAA. The show runs tonight and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information, please visit uaa.alaska.edu/theater-and-dance. It's also the last weekend to catch Cyrano Theatre Company's production of Gina Gianfrido's Pulitzer-nominated play, Rapture, Blister, Burn, running tonight through Saturday at 7 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit cyranos.org. And another last chance. Perseverance Theatre is presenting Sarah Rules in the Next Room, or the Vibrator play, this weekend at the Sydney Lawrence Theatre in the PAC. Curtain times are tonight and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 p.m. For more information, please visit ptalaska.org. Well, we have an opening this weekend at Anchorage Community Theater. It's Ira Levin's thriller, Death Trap, which performs Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through May the 15th. For more information about Death Trap, please visit actalaska.org. And Ian Ruskin will present his play, Magic and Lightning, Into the Mind of Nikola Tesla, tonight at 7 p.m. at Bartlett High School Auditorium. For more information, please email Alex Newhall. His email address is standupguysak@gmail.com. And finally, the Irish Club of Alaska will present the original play, Ire 1916, A Tale of Revolution, opening tonight at APU's Grant Hall Theater and running this weekend with curtain times at 7 p.m. tonight and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit their Facebook page, IRE 1916 Alaska. Well, that's it for this week. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.